This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Calls grew on Wednesday for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and Palestinians that have left dozens dead and hundreds injured. The Israeli army has launched hundreds of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip since Monday, while Palestinian militants have launched more than 1,000 rockets in some of the worst violence in 7 years. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday after speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Washington's expectation and hope is the conflict will end sooner than later. But Biden says Israel has a right to defend itself from thousands of rockets flying into its territory. The United Nations Middle East envoy warned an emergency UN Security Council meeting Wednesday the situation has deteriorated since Monday and there is a risk of violence spiraling. A 3-day ceasefire agreed by the Taliban and Afghan forces begins on Thursday after weeks of intense clashes throughout the country. The truce marks a Muslim holiday at the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. Violence has intensified in the country since Washington missed a May 1st deadline, agreed with the Taliban last year to withdraw all of its troops. It will be only the fourth pause in fighting in nearly 20 years of conflict. Tens of thousands of Afghans have been killed and millions have been displaced by the conflict, which has seen a resurgence of Taliban take hold of large parts of the country. The United States, Britain, and Germany called on China Wednesday to end its repression of the Uyghur minority, speaking out at a UN video conference that infuriated Beijing. Rights groups say up to 1 million Uyghurs and people from other mostly Muslim groups are detained in northwest China. This is VOA News. India's coronavirus death toll crossed 250,000 on Wednesday in the deadliest 24 hours since the pandemic began. A second wave hit the country in February, overwhelming hospitals and medical staff, as well as crematoriums and mortuaries. Experts still cannot say for sure when numbers will peak and the wave will slow or end. Deaths grew by a record 4,200, while infections rose by nearly 350,000, taking the tally past 23 million, according to India's health ministry. Experts believe the actual numbers could be 5 to 10 times higher. Lacking beds, drugs, and oxygen, many hospitals in the world's second most populous country have been forced to turn away droves of sufferers. The International Olympic Committee on Wednesday downplayed concerns over Japanese public opinion calling for the Tokyo Olympics to be canceled amid a state of emergency to curb surging COVID-19 cases. An IOC spokesman says the games can go ahead and will go ahead, saying a large number and growing number of participants will be vaccinated before arriving at the athlete village in Tokyo. The IOC has struck a deal to buy Chinese vaccines and receive donations of doses from Pfizer to give to Olympic teams worldwide. But polling in Japan suggests people there want the July 23rd to August 8th Olympics to be canceled, having already been postponed by 1 year. IOC President Thomas Bach planned visit to Japan next week was called off Monday after states of emergency in Tokyo and other regions were extended through May. Protesters took to the streets of Colombia, union members, students, pensioners, and workers to march in anti-government protests on Wednesday as demonstrations enter their third week. The sometimes violent protests started in late April after outrage at a now-canceled tax plan. But protesters' demands have expanded to include an end to police violence, economic support, and health reform. Colombia's government says as many as 40 civilian deaths connected to protests are under investigation. Local and international rights groups allege the toll may be higher and have blamed the police. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government said Wednesday that Congolese and Ugandan armies are launching a joint offensive against Islamist rebels who have killed hundreds of people in the last year. Congo introduced martial law on May 3rd in two provinces in the hope of addressing worsening bloodshed in territory along its border with Uganda. The countries were enemies during Congo's civil wars, which officially ended in 2003. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.